Moi, j'ai pas d'appréhension à partir du moment où je suis avec Alex, avec Arlo. C'est bien, on continue, c'est pas bien. C'est pas bien, yeah, bah, on recommence ailleurs, quoi.
It doesn't have to be forever.
Bonjour et bienvenue sur Ciao Paris, le podcast des futurs ex-parisiens et parisiennes. Je m'appelle Valérie Bouin et je vais à la rencontre de ceux qui vivent ce que je rêve de faire, quitter Paris. Dans l'épisode numéro 3, Mathieu s'est confié sur son envie d'être homme au foyer, mais aussi sur sa peur du regard des autres. Cela m'a donné envie, et je sais que vous aussi, grâce à vos nombreux messages, d'entendre le point de vue de sa compagne, Alex. Alex est anglaise et ne parle pas très bien français, nous avons donc enregistré l'épisode dans sa langue natale. Sur votre appli de podcast, vous avez une version originale pour les bilingues et une version doublée en français pour les autres. Aujourd'hui, une nouvelle histoire, un nouveau départ, celui d'Alex, originaire d'Angleterre. Elle vit depuis 3 ans dans le 17e arrondissement et s'apprête à rentrer dans son pays natal avec Mathieu et Arlo, leur fils de 9 mois.
So are you impatient to leave?
I am. It's mainly because of the lifestyle. After having a baby, living in a city, it's you have to earn a lot of money to have a really good lifestyle.
Yes.
In a city center. So I'm really impatient to have a better quality of life.
Donc là, on te fait le petit parcours du bobo du 17e.
D'accord.
Alors, je trouve que j'ai bien progressé. Je suis passé du 19e au 17e.
Grosse ascension sociale.
Grosse ascension. C'est pour ça que j'ai décidé de quitter Paris. Je peux pas aller plus haut. Ah, mon fils, on t'a perdu.
Ouais, complètement. Il dort à point fermé. Are you afraid he will not sleep tonight?
It's okay. It's okay. We adapt.
We adapt. She will sleep. I'm going to take care. So that's the she adapt. Careful,
girl. I like that way. That's so 21st century.
I know. Modern day father.
Yeah.
We're so lucky in this age. It was a bit different with my parents. My father worked and my mum was a stay-at-home mum. So, my dad was more of the financial taking care of us side, and my mum was more of the nurturing and day-to-day looking after us. Mm-mm.
So you choose the opposite of your father.
Yeah.
A man taking care, involving with the kids.
Yeah.
Alors, on est au parc, ça y est. Très joli ce petit parc, c'est très mignon. On est au pied d'un platane.
Platane oriental.
Platane oriental.
Ouais. Et à côté, c'est un platane commun. C'est quand même des platanes qui datent de 1840 et 1872. Moi, juste des trucs comme ça, ça me fascine. Et donc, cette semaine, Alex était en lice pour un poste.
Oui.
Elle a fait top 3 sur 160. Sauf que top 3 dans la vraie vie, ça donne pas un boulot.
Ah.
Malheureusement.
C'était quoi ce job pour lequel?
It's for an NGO. In digital communications as a digital manager role. So yeah, I didn't get it, unfortunately. So that was a shame because we were kind of getting excited and picturing ourselves moving already. And with the climate, the economic climate right now, it's hard to find a good job. So that was a bit of a backstep, but it's okay.
And do you have some jobs you're targeting?
Right now, no. Right, no. It just depends on what's out there. I would prefer to work for an NGO, but that's one of the problems of moving to the countryside or a city that's not a capital city, that's not London. It's harder to find those kind of jobs outside of the capital city. So.
And in France, you're working for an NGO?
No, I'm not right now.
No.
Because I don't speak very good French. It's hard to find a job in an NGO in France if you don't communicate in the language. So, yeah, it hasn't really been an option here. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I would like to move back to the UK, because I have more career options.
when you arrived to Paris,
yeah,
when was it?
It was 2018.
So you arrived
right at the beginning, like it was the New Year's Eve before.
Okay. And what was your first impressions of your life in Paris?
To be honest, I hadn't really given it much thought. I never really considered myself moving to France. I didn't learn French at school, so never really imagined the idea. And then I met Mathieu. So when I met Mathieu,
Mathieu, c'est moi. La voix que vous entendez, c'est moi.
I already handed in my notice for a job in London, and I had already booked a ticket across Central America. So we got together like 1 month before my big adventure. I was there for 5 months, and Mathieu joined me for 1 month in Colombia.
Honeymoon. Before, like,
it was
barely...
it was getting to know each other.
Well, barely know each other for like what?
We spent 2 weeks together.
Yeah, we spent 2 weeks together, and we decided like to spend like a month, an entire month, in Colombia.
24 hours/7.
Yeah.
But it went well. And then a month later, I decided, yeah, why not? I'll move to France. It makes sense. I'm the one that doesn't have a job. I don't have a flat. I didn't have any commitments at the time, so I had no expectations when I got here at all. It was exciting to be somewhere new. It was a huge challenge because I started learning French and I had to find a job as well. So I'd just been traveling the world and I didn't have any money left. So that was like my priority at the time, to find a job. And luckily I did within 1 month, which I was really surprised with, considering I didn't speak any French. But then after I settled, it became harder because
métro, boulot, dodo.
The line 13, the dreaded line 13 that I had to get to work every day. But it became harder because of the language barrier. It was harder to integrate. I didn't particularly feel welcome, but I didn't feel unwelcome. You just feel more, I guess, invisible here in a way. It's you know, it was my fault as well because I didn't put enough into learning French. So for me, that was a struggle. The struggle is not being able to communicate with people.
Oh, okay.
And also, yeah, trying to learn a new language when you're working full time and you're a mum, finding the time, it's difficult. Especially, you know, when you're not even at school anymore. And
it is really difficult.
It is difficult, and maybe it's like a personal insecurity I have, but I get quite embarrassed when I make mistakes or when people are looking at me and I can't say what I'm saying or I say the wrong thing. And yeah. So yeah, it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that one, like that quiet person in the corner, you know? Because that's not me. But when everyone's speaking French around you and you can't keep up, it's you don't really have any choice.
Do you want to wake him up?
Yeah.
You want your night?
Yes. Exactly.
On a perdu Alex là. Elle est allée faire un petit bisou à Arlo. You want to sleep tonight? I understand.
Come on.
Hello, me Valerie.
Hello.
Sorry, we woke you.
We.
Say hi.
Mathieu told me that he would like to be un homme au foyer.
J'ai dit oui, que j'avais découvert pendant le confinement qu'il y avait un homme au foyer qui se cachait en moi.
Yeah.
How do you react to that?
No, for me, yeah, that makes sense. Just unfortunately, I can't afford to be the only one that's earning money. So I would love for Matthew to be a like stay-at-home dad, and maybe if we have two, maybe that's that would be a good option for a few years. But yeah,
you have some fears, Matthew, about that.
C'est plutôt en réaction au monde extérieur. Mais donc je me disais c'était peut-être plus difficile pour elle à appréhender que pour moi.
Taking care of the kids is a job in itself. It's a huge job. I think sometimes going to work is easier than looking after Harlow all day long. So I don't see that as in like a weakness at all. It's just if we can afford that kind of lifestyle, that's the for me, that's the only thing.
Do you understand his worries? That's socially,
well, other people, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get that. It's changing.
Quel genre de père était le tien, Mathieu?
Mon père à moi?
Oui.
Absent.
Absent.
Je pense que c'est le meilleur adjectif. Qui puisse se présenter. Salut mec, ça va?
Quatre pattes.
Ouais.
Hop. Escalade papa.
Escalade.
Oh le câlin.
On réajuste la totote.
Une main sur papa, une main sur maman.
Ouh, standing. Nice.
Bravo. Mais moi j'adore ça chez vous, le côté nomade, tu vois. Toi, Alex, qui a vécu dans plusieurs pays, je trouve ça assez génial, quoi. Parce que, tu vois, moi, pour quitter chez moi, il faut, je suis comme, tu vois, je fais l'escargot, quoi. J'emmène ma maison sur mon dos, ça va mieux, je progresse. Mais j'aime bien ça chez vous, le côté où, tu vois, non mais on part, on est ensemble, de toute façon, ça vous suffit, en fait. C'est ça,
moi,
votre sécurité.
Moi, en tout cas, ouais, moi, c'est sûr que ça me suffit. À partir du moment où on est ensemble, ça me va très, 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 très bien. J'aurais pas en tout cas l'appréhension du monde extérieur. Hein, Allô, t'en penses quoi?
Qu'est-ce que t'en penses, toi, d'aller vivre en Angleterre?
Bah, lui, il est en termes de climat, il est content parce que le soleil. Sur sa peau, comment te dire, qui rosie.
Il a un petit peu le teint british.
Yeah. Ouais.
He got his mummy skin, that's for sure.
So, what's your plan now, guys? So, you're looking for another job?
Yeah, I'm looking for a job in the UK, but not in London.
Matthew told me about Bristol.
Yes.
So, that's the target?
That's the target. I've never lived there. I've spent about, I don't know, 24 hours in Bristol, so I don't really know much about it. But it's like a good location in between London and my family. It's close to the countryside and it's a big enough city to be able to get a good job.
Donc finalement, vous envisagez d'emménager dans un endroit que, en gros, aucun de vous deux ne connaît.
Après, qu'aucun de nous deux ne connaît, elle connaît même si elle a été peu, elle connaît, elle a des amis qui sont là-bas. Et là, cet été, on repart. Elle va en Angleterre. et oui, sûrement l'occasion de se faire un week-end à Bristol pour voir commencer de laisser Arlo aux grands-parents et d'aller explorer Bristol.
Toi, ça te fait pas peur, Mathieu?
Non.
D'aller dans cette ville que tu connais pas, si ça se trouve, tu vois? Enfin, je sais pas. Moi, j'aurais plutôt tendance à faire le maximum sécurité.
Non, moi, j'ai pas d'appréhension.
Aventurier.
Moi, j'ai pas d'appréhension à partir du moment où je suis avec Alex, avec Arlo. Il n'y a rien de définitif, en fait. C'est bien, on continue, c'est pas bien. c'est pas bien, yeah, bah, on recommence ailleurs, quoi.
It doesn't have to be forever. And also for us, I think it's not about finding the perfect place, the perfect city, the perfect town, but it's more about the lifestyle that we can afford, that we can have a house, the things that we can do in the surroundings, have a car, have the freedom to like travel at the weekend, you know, go camping, go for walks on the beach, that kind of thing.
À ce jour, Alex n'a toujours pas trouvé de travail à Bristol dans l'ONG de ses rêves, mais elle continue de chercher activement. Cet épisode a été monté par Emmanuel Gachet, mixé par Emmanuel Charret, direction artistique et logo, Carole Debry. Si vous nous écoutez toujours, c'est que cet épisode vous a plu, du moins je l'espère. Alors pour nous aider à faire connaître Ciao Paris, n'hésitez pas à le partager sur vos réseaux sociaux, à laisser une note sur votre application de podcast et un commentaire pour nous dire ce que vous en avez pensé. Et pour nous raconter votre histoire, votre Ciao Paris, écrivez-nous sur Facebook ou Instagram @ciaoparislepodcast, tout attaché. À dans 15 jours pour un nouveau départ.